Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Mark Pitts on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Chad Smothers, Chief of the Riverside Volunteer Fire Department.
Let's just kind of get an update on some of the things happening with the Riverside Fire Department. You guys recently introduced a handful of new members, volunteer members, at the city council meeting. Do you guys still need more firefighters and EMS?
Yeah, we're still currently recruiting people. It's kind of always an ongoing thing. But yeah, we still have some openings that we'd like to get filled. It'd be nice to find maybe another four or five people to fill those roles, with a big emphasis on trying to find some more people that are interested in the EMS side along with the fire side also.
About how many people do you have now? How many could you use?
With these four that we're slated to put on, that'll bring us up to 35 for the year, and we generally operate somewhere between 36 and 40. So we're getting close to where we want to be, but we're still always openly looking.
From one of your Facebook posts, so one of your firefighters, James Collins, now an officer in the Navy, got to be proud of that.
He's been a great member. He's going on his second year with us right now. And obviously with his military experience, brings a lot of good things to our department. He's a very active and a very valuable member of our department.
You guys have been selling Riverside Fire Department Strong T-shirts. Looks like you guys are maybe sold out of those right now.
Yeah, so that was a fundraiser we did over the course of last year, and those were just some that we had left over from the online store that we did. It's kind of a fundraiser, since our normal fundraisers were kind of canceled due to the pandemic this year. We finally got those all sold out, and we raised about $900 off those shirt sales.
You mentioned it as one of your fundraisers in lieu of some of the things that were canceled because of the pandemic in 2020. What are you guys hopeful for some of your fundraising plans here in 2021?
We're looking into doing another drive-through meal this spring. You know, with things just not being completely wide open, it's kind of hard to do a big in-person thing like we normally do with our breakfast. So we're going to do some sort of other drive-in meal. What that'll look like yet, members are kind of in the early stages of that right now. So obviously once we have that more finalized as far as what the meal will be and a date, we'll be getting that out, shared on our social media and to the news outlet.
Let's talk a little winter fire safety tips at this point. We're kind of late in the stages of winter, knock on wood. The weather's taking a turn. With all the thawing and meltings going on, anything that you want to mention about in terms of maybe things like ice safety that you guys kind of train for?
The Riverside Fire Department's an all-hazards department, so aside from fire and EMS, we go to car wrecks, hazmat incidents, and a lot of water safety incidents. So our members train on ice rescue and water rescue every year. We have specialized equipment for those types of responses. So obviously, as it warms back up, the ice is going to get thin. People are out there, whether it be fishing or some sort of recreation, obviously staying off the ice as the warm-up comes, because the ice is going to get thin, and then we run into the potential, obviously, if someone falls through the ice. You know, and then just with the general winter and the cold, you know, obviously keeping your fireplaces and stove pipes clean so you don't have any issues with fire, keeping your exhaust pipes, your vent pipes clear of any snow if they vent out the side of your house, that we don't have any carbon monoxide backing up into your house. So just some things like that we generally look for in the winter. And then obviously we ask, you know, with all the snow we got, and hopefully, you know, it starts melting here soon, but, you know, just keeping those fire hydrants clear in the neighborhood.
Hopefully, in latter stages of the pandemic, are you guys making any adjustments in terms of how you handle fire calls amidst of COVID-19 safety concerns?
You know, fire call-wise, it's just business as usual. We have our normal gear that we wear and kind of how we have to operate there. On the medical side, we'll continue, you know, obviously to take the precautions that we need. So you'll still see our members wearing masks, face coverings like that on medical calls. You know, and that will probably be here for the foreseeable future until, obviously, all the vaccinations rolled out and things like that. And we get better guidance from the CDC and the Iowa Department of Public Health on as far as medical response protocols.
In responding to calls, with the new Washington County Communications Center, how does that impact improve your method of operation?
Yeah, so that'll greatly impact emergency response as a whole in the county. Our old radio system was very dated and antiquated equipment. It wasn't really even able to be repaired. It's been kind of limped by for the last several years. So the new system will bring all emergency services up onto the same system, onto the same platform. And we will go from basically 38% coverage in the county to 98% coverage in the county, which is huge for emergency responders being able to talk to each other on emergency radios and also able to communicate back to dispatch. So it'll greatly improve our emergency operations. It'll allow us some more channels to work and to use when we're on a working incident, where now we're kind of confined to just one or two channels for the whole county. This way, you know, every incident will be assigned its own channel, so there won't be other incidents covering ongoing incidents and a lot of people walking all over each other on calls in different communities. Every call will have its own talk group assigned to it so that the communication is very clear for the incident.
Some great new technology. Yes. At your disposal.
Absolutely.
Chad, anything else that you want to mention about the ongoings with the Riverside Fire Department?
Obviously, we'd just like to thank the, as far as the communications thing, thank obviously Washington County in general, the citizens, the board of supervisors, the communications folks that worked there, that worked hard on this, the sheriff, obviously all the fire chiefs and QRS officers that worked hard. They all worked together to make this project happen, and we're just very glad that it's finally going to come online, and we're going to be able to start using it next month.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Chad Smothers, chief of the Riverside Volunteer Fire Department. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Mark Pitts with KCII News.